that some aspects of Manchilas Minchas, Manchilas Arvis, there's more than one aspect to explore. I don't know if we'll get to everything tonight. Tochen will give the chairman a share to make next year to, you know, make his work easier. I wanted, you know, to first take a look. That's what principal thrust will be concerning the notion of early Marv. And it's a pretty complex story, as we will see. But let's start off with the basic source. We'll proceed from there. We start with the Mishnah at the beginning of Tulas HaShachar, of Chavav Amralim and Brochus. And there we find Tfilas HaMincha Ara Erev. What Ara Erev means is subject to different interpretations. Kedai to note whether Ara Erev means till Shkia Sacham or till Tzeisa Kochovim. It seems it's B'machlik Ishnuya. And the Halacha in fact mentions that it seems according to the Mechaber and the Ramah that Shkia Sacham is not the cutoff point for Mincha, but since many Rishonim hold that it is, that we have to be medactive to finish by Mincha. And from the time that I'm a child, I always wondered, in the very beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, Rashi writes Tfilas HaShachar Ad HaErev, and Rashi writes Ad Chashecha. So what are the meaning of Ad Chashecha? The simple meaning seems to suggest until nightfall, till Tzeisah Kochom, you don't have to stop at Shkia. And I was never 100% sure, but from the time I was a young child that I learned Tfilas HaShachar, this Rashi caught my eye, and I was fascinated with it. I subsequently found that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Shiurim, learned that Rashi means until nightfall, not Shkia Sachama, which would seem to fit in fact, with what they find in the Bior Halacha, that the Mashmos, so that it would seem from the Mechaber and the Ramah, that one could daven even after Shkia. Again, the Chofetz Chaim concludes that that's not the practice we should accept, but just to note the Maramokim, it's a Reish Lamed Gimel, of Zman Marav, particularly the end of Zman Mincha. And at the end we find, the Ramo says, in this Palo Mincha Ralayla, the Hainu Atzei Tzekochom, the Yaitzei at least, if you daven Mincha all the way until then. So Yuddal, the Chavetz Chaim says, the Hainu Atzei Tzekochom loved Afka, but he stood there. The erach reva shor kodim tzeisav kol vadim ben hashmoshes ila kuli alma. We have this palo boses ma. Or the somuch loses ma. So he says, v'dav, da'av shah mechaber ramo mashu d'udon d'noigin this palo marav acha tzeisav kochom mutu this palo mincha filo acha shkia tzomach v'tzeisav kochom. According to the mechaber and the ramo, it would seem that one could daven even after shkia until close to tzeisav kochom. Yesh poskim rabim shecholkim b'zeh v'dai v'tzeh tfilas ha-mincha ura kodim shkia sacham. We have to be particular to daven before Shkia. Dafka, the Hainu Sheyigmar Tfiloso, Boshlo, Neskasha Hashemesh Meinena, before the sun actually sets. And he passes the mutum of this palo bezmana biyechidus, it's preferable to daven even biyechidus, but this palo acharka for tzibu. And here we yuchu lismo chadasa mekin, this palo acha Shkia, and Rebbe Shalkedim tzeis atochav. So, there is apparently the mashmos of the mechaber and the ramo that one could daven even during the beginning of what we consider to be ben hashmoshes. Maybe it's not vada ben hashmoshes, whatever the cheshbonos are, but it doesn't end with shkia sacham. And it's well known. Listen, we live in a very cosmopolitan city in New York, and all the minhagim of all the Jews all over the world are in practice in our city, because Baruch Hashem. In this era, we have Eidos congregations from literally every type of Jew in every place in the world, in our city. And so we well know that the Chassidim, in fact, daven, the Chassidim daven Mincha until long after Shkia. I mean, I would happen to be a daven in the Mincha in Tzachmar yesterday, the main base medrash on Rodney Street. So there is a big sign in the base medrash that the last minyan for Mincha has to start at 45 minutes after Shkia. That's the last minyan you could start. And the cheshbon is they have to finish by 57 minutes after Shkia. So So that way you have enough time to finish. But there is, you know, there is a zman. It's just not all zman, but they do have a zman. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's literally unheard of to daven mincha after Shkiyas Hacham. Period.
Even with
I will tell you a very, very funny story. There's a Chassidish Dayan, he's one of the Dayan of the Haredis, a real Chassidish, I'm very, very friendly with. And he, Rav Moshe Halberstam, Shlita, and he was here a number of years ago for a chasna of a grandchild. So he's one of his son lives in Williamsburg, and the Shidduch was with a granddaughter of the Satmar Rebbe, the Satmar Rebbe. So the Shalashud Shabbos was in the main Beis Medrash in Rodney Street after Mincha. So I had gone to see him during the week. I begged Matzah, so what's somebody Chodesh Adar? What can I bring him for a present? So I brought him from the first 18 minutes of the baking, I brought him a box of Matzahs, a present. Came back to him to see him after Shabbos. He tells me, a Litvish Amayif has happened to me. What happened? He says, Shabbos, I see that they're planning to daven mincha when they daven mincha in Satmar. He says, I'm Yerushalayim. He says, but I'm two times mechutma with Satmar Rebbe. But davening mincha after Shkia doesn't have anything to do with that. You know, my whole life, I davened before Shkia and I davened before Shkia today. So I didn't go down to mincha. You know, this man was too late for me. And that's it, I stayed behind. And so I davened mincha in the house. And then I started looking around for something for Shalosh Shudas, but they didn't anticipate anybody staying home, so I couldn't find anything in the house for Shalosh Shudas. He says, then I remembered, he says, you brought me matzahs. I said, two of you matzahs, but I had Shalosh Shudas. But he says, Mincha after Shkia, forget about it. That's part of my agenda. You know? But it depends. There are different edos with different minhagim. So this is where the Mishnah begins. The Mishnah begins with the Chachamim, Ara'erev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Plag HaMincha. And Plag HaMincha apparently was the time that they brought the Ketoros, the Gemara indicates, and that was the final step in the Korban Tomei Shel Baran Avayim, when it was actually brought. And therefore, that's this man when Mincha ends, so at that time they finished the process of everything associated with the Korban Mincha. And therefore, Marav, in fact, Tvilas Erev Ein Lokva, Kol Alayla's mana, and it's interesting, it doesn't define even a starting point for Marv, it's not clearly defined in the Mishnah. It's understood that the starting point for Marv, Ein Lokfat has a whole night, you don't have to end. But also the starting point is also undefined. It's when Mincha ends, Marv starts. So we have a machlokis in the Gemara, in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what is the final zman for Mincha? Now, you can just take this, do it in approximate terms. In approximate terms, let's say this past Friday night, about 6:20 or so, 6:25, was the Plag HaMincha, according to the Vilna Gaon. And the Shkiyas HaChama was 3 minutes after 8. So there's a significant difference in time between them. I mean, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a lesser difference. But there's a significant difference between the two. Now, what's rather fascinating is how the Gemara proceeds to define the halacha. That's very, very fascinating. Normally, we would imagine we should follow the general principles of Shas, of Yochid Barab, Malacha Karab. Yet the Gemara tells us, Tvilas HaMincha Ra'erev, and the Gemara tells us the following, that Omer Rav Chizkiah Rav Yitzchak Hosom Omer Rav Kana Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. Apparently, I'm presuming he means by Hosom that he means in Eretz Yisrael. That over there, Rav Kana says that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Hol Butnan B'Mechirosa Kalvosi. Because in the Mishnayos and Eidiyos, the Mishnayos and Eidiyos, I'm sorry, I should have started a little later. It is. This is fine. So he started. Now this really has to do with Tfilas HaShachar, first of all, because in the Mishnah, there's a machlokes in one this Shabbos man for Shachar sister. Tefillas Shachar ad Chatzos, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Dalet Shoyis. So he said in the Mishnayos and Eidias, it says they intomet Shachar Korav la'achar Arba Shoyis, but what in the Tefillah? So it seems in the Mishnayos and Eidias that Rabbi Noach Kodesh indicated the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, which is our practice that we daven Shachar until Dalet Shoyis, not until Chatzos lechatchila. So now they asked him the question, Hochomai. So you four guys in Bobo, says, what do you hold? Now, what are they paskin in this part of town? It's Ishnik below Omalei below Mida. He didn't answer. So Rav Chizda said, if that's the case, Nechzeyanan, let's do our own inquiry and settle this halach. Mida Rav Tzom Matzlish or Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Mibay Yim. Rav, apparently the whole year, he davened early Shabbos. Early Mar, Friday afternoon. So he was with Paolo Shal Shabbos, Bear of Shabbos. Is Shemamun a halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Said, a halacha must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara comes back with a very interesting and a very curious rejoinder. The Gemara says, Adrabam, the Rav Huna for Rabbonon will have a matzli at Orto. Rav Huna and the Rabbonon did not daven Marv until Tzeisel Kachovim. Shemamun ain't halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Must be the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. That is very surprising because remember that Rav Huna is the foremost disciple of Rav. And it's in the Gemara, it's almost invariable that Rav Huna is in the same shita as Rav, with very rare exception. And yet here the Gemara is telling us that Rav Huna had a different practice than Rav, which would tend to indicate that halacha is like the Chachamim. Now the Maskonas HaGemara, this is resolved. In the Havamina, it's rather unusual. So now the Gemara states, so apparently we have two different views. So we don't have a clear-cut statement. We have indications the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, we have a lot of indications the halacha is like the Chachamim, but we don't have a clear-cut statement. So the Gemara concludes, the Obed Kamar Obed. That one may follow either practice, since the halacha has not been clearly established. Now, principally, now we could wonder the maskonas hagemara, since there's no clear cut halacha, the Obed Kamar Obed, is that mean that it was the halacha which was established after Rav and Rav Huna? Or could we perhaps suggest that even that for Rav and Rav Huna was also lo itmar hilchos hakimah, and therefore the Obed Kamar Obed? If we learn the latter way, meaning that there was never a kvias of this halacha really, and therefore they were free to choose whichever sheet they wanted, then we would ultimately understand how it is that Rav Huna and Rav came out on two different sides. Because the halacha gives you license to choose. We don't often have free choice in halacha. You have free choice. Choose your weapon. So then it would be understandable that Rav had his reasons that if whatever in his Avodah that he wanted to be mispalel at that time, so he followed sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna had his reasons of his Avodah that he followed the sheet of the Rabbanon. It's not innately that there's a machlokes.
This is referring to the Masechta Katana anyway. We're not, nobody's going to think you got marred until in the afternoon. If you, let's say you wanted to start Shabbos early, right?
No. Oh, the halacha is clear cut. The earliest time that you can be Makabel Shabbos and start Shabbos is after Plaga Mincha.
Right.
That's clear cut. That's not a question.
But it seems to be the same thing with Mar. You shouldn't be davening Mar even in the weekday before.
No, you can daven Mar after, according to Rabbi, you can daven after Plag. Yeah, right. Of course.
So for the Mar actually only brings, we're talking about when you can daven Mincha, but the Gemara is bringing Raya's when they daven Mar.
That's because, I told you, because of, based on the fact, the Mishnah really doesn't define this man for Mar. Now what's apparent is that when this man Mincha ends, that's when this man Mar begins. That's what seems. Now, so we have two shitas. We have two shitas of when the Zman Mara begins, when the Zman Mincha ends. There are two halachas which emerge directly from this Gemara. And they're recorded in Simon Reish Lamed Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Two things. Number one, v'asikna The Gemara concludes the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. The one has the right to choose either Shita. Pashtis, we would say, it's a Sofik Derabonim, and a Sofik Derabonim is the Kula. That would seem to be the simple Cheshbon of it. But Sikni, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid. But Vushiyasil Oilim Kechad Minayim. One has to adopt a lifelong practice consistent with one view. You're a Yekka, you're a Pailisha. Make up your mind, but that's it. Make up your mind and live with it. So either you're a Chosid of Rabbi Yehuda, or you're a Chosid of the Rabbanon. Which would mean that your whole life you should daven mincha consistent with one particular pattern. And Mar, Shem Oisek Rabbanon of Ispala Mincha Ralayla. That if you're an adherent of the Rabbanon and you daven, let's say in Toshkiya Sachayam, Alayla, whatever the Mechaber actually holds, but after Plaga Mincha, Shubayna Yochol Ispala Arvis, we Plaga Mincha Lamayla. Then you can't daven Marav after Plaga Mincha, because in my life I consider this part of the Tzvan Mincha, not part of the Tzvan Marav. Bim Osag Rabbi Yehuda was followed Arvis with Plaga Mincha. On the other hand, if I follow Rabbi Yehuda and I daven Marav after Plaga Mincha, Ulam Sorach Lizor Shalom Yispala Mincha by Yisushon, then I have to be careful not to daven Mincha at that time. Va'achshav. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Shanogul is Pala Tfilas Amincha Aralayla. The well-established practice of all Jews, wherever I've been in the world, I've yet to find a place where it will mark with the daven before Plaga Mincha. If you show up at a shul 15 minutes before Shkia, almost anywhere in the world, you'll find 10 Jews coming to daven. Is therefore the Shulchan Aruch says Ein Lis Pala Tfilas Arvus Kodim Shkia Sacham. That we don't have a right to daven Marav before Shkia Sacham. Suppose, but he did it. It's yotzo. Ubeshasat chak yochol is palot with the sabbos of plaga mincha lemayla. Shasat chak he can daven marav after plaga mincha. So the Chofetz Chaim explains what's a lomer. The achim darko tomel is palot mincha achar plag. We normally daven mincha after plaga. The kombochem yochol is palot with the sabbos gam kim is manazet. Und wir kommen auch immer in der Hocke und wir sehen, rakke mal kopunen bei Ousa, ja, ja, im ist Paolo Mincha koi dem Plag. At least on that day, you had to have davened before Plag. Aber in bei Ousa, ja, im Kuf, ist Paolo Mincha acha Plag. If I davened after Plag, ist Schub, Ousa, lo, ist Paolo Arbes, koi dem Alayla. Da wird gezahrt, tag, die Sashri, bei Ousa, ja, im Kuf. So basically, from the Gemara comes out two things. Number one, David Kamarovid means that I have to take the whole package. I can't say, well, listen, in Mincha, I'll be a Chosid of Rabbanan. In Hilchos Marav, I'm a Chosid of Rabbi Yehuda. That I can't do. I have to take the whole package. Rabbi Yehuda's package or Rabbanan's package. It's a package deal. That's number one. Number two, I have to take the package deal l'chatchila consistently for my entire life. So whatever my shita is, and everyone's shita long, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years, is a daven mincha until shkia sachama. And therefore, what comes with it is the fact that we're not supposed to be davening marav mibayin. And then he writes at the end, if I perchance did daven marav early, I forgot that I davened marav early, or I have a shasat chak, then I'm allowed to daven early. But that license to daven for Plaga Mincha L'mayla is at least today I have to be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So basically, what emerges from the Gemara is the Chatchila should always be consistent, and the minimum Shasat Chak is on this particular day I have to be consistent, and I can't daven Mincha after Plag. In Marav, before at least Shkia Sachama, that I can't do. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, if that's the case, so we arrive at two points that are the Maisa. Number one, that it's not the most lechatchila practice to have the early Marav altogether, except for the fact that since we live at a time and place where Shabbos gets relatively late. I say relatively, because in London, if I recall correctly, the Hadlokas Neiris is about 9:30 p.m. Shabbos Chazon. Forget Tzeitzak HaChovim being 9:30, Hadlokas Neiris is 9:30, you go up to Mincha 9:30. You know, we finished the meal, and I was eating in the binyan where I was staying with a Chassidus Rav in London, so he lived in the same house, we didn't have to walk home from shul. And we finished the meal, it was midnight. You know, and it was not, it was a normal meal, it was not overly lengthy, but we finished at midnight. On a regular Friday night, so we're relatively in our Medina, it's late. So apparently, that the general feeling is there's a shas of chak to come home from shul at 9:30, a quarter to 10, and start to, you know, see the Shabbos at that time. So Mamela, the practice has emerged, has become a generally accepted practice in our country to be mekel at this particular halacha, and consider to daven late Friday night to be a shas of chak. But however, what shouldn't be is what happens. We have the general institution of early Mar Friday nights, however it emerged, I don't know. That's, to me at least, lost in history. But the normal Zman for early Mar emerged at 7 o'clock. I presume the Cheshbin was very simple. You know, as someone once told me, says, listen, Rabbi, I have a hard enough time explaining to my boss in December and January that I got to run out of work, you know, early. So what am I going to tell him now? In July, the synagogue also davens early. I got to leave at 3 o'clock. I can't do that. So the cheshbon apparently was people finish work at 5. They give them about an hour to get home at 6. And by another hour, they could be ready to come to shul at 7 o'clock. That mistabra was the cheshbon. Yeah, ain't nothing out of it, but I'm saying, why they pick 7? They didn't pick 6:30 or 7. The cheshbon was apparently about 2 hours after work ended is a reasonable amount of time. And practically speaking, just to get back from your job to get home, take a shower, get dressed, make a few personal preparations for Shabbos, see the house is in order, and come to shul. Okay? It's 2 hours of about this amount you ought to give her at any time of the year, not less than that. So that's what emerged. But the problem is that at 7 o'clock, davening, it's problematic. Why? Because the latest Plaga Mincha for the Goyin in the city of New York, if I recall correctly, is approximately 6:57. It's quite close to, you know, maybe there's some slight variance of it, but it's right around 6:57. Which means that if you daven with the 7 o'clock Mincha, that you've davened after Plaga Mincha of the Groh every single Friday night that you're doing early Shabbos without fail. Now, let's just take a step back for a moment. I mentioned the Groh. We need to take a step back. We know that what hours are we referring to when we talk about Plaga Mincha. So the Rambam tells us in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel very clearly what we're referring to. What we're referring to is when Misharina shows Eilu Lefi Inyan Ayot, according to the length of the day. But it's called Shos Manias, right? We have an hour on the clock is 60 minutes, and we have an hour of Shos Manias is 1/12 of the day. Now the question, and this is a rip-roaring machlokus, which basically covers almost every area of Zman and Kol HaTorah Kula, is how do we judge the length of the day? And there's one of the lengthiest pieces of Bir HaGroh. And the Groh, as we all know, was renowned for its brevity. And this is a very, very lengthy piece. It's in Siman Tov Nun Tes Siv Dalet. Because this touches the halachas of chametz too. What's the length of a meal? How many minutes are you allowed to work when you're making matzahs? Until you have to end the shift. So it touches all the, when is this man Kriyashma? When is this man Tvila? When is the Plaga Mincha? It's endless. When can you be Mekabel Shabbos? I mean, there's no end to the halachas that are affected by this machlokas. The Trumas HaDeshen, if I recall correctly, Mogen Avram, they argued a position that you count from daybreak until nightfall. Now the general assumption, but this is not universal, the general assumption in the fifth chelek of the Minchas Yitzchak, he has from Radayan Weiss, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, has a tshuva, And he states the following. How do we judge? So we assume, generally speaking, that the daybreak is 72 minutes before the sunrise. So he says, if that's the case, he argues in a tshuva, that we have to count according to that, that the Tzeis HaKochavim is 72 minutes after the sun sets. Why? Because he says, we do not find that there should be any machlokas, and it would be unreasonable that there's a machlokas man chatzosis. The Gemara states, how did they determine this manum? Well, chatzos, the sun was directly overhead and there was no shadow. So they introduced a half an hour delay to make sure that somebody shouldn't make a mistake. Well, maybe it's, you know, slightly still east of the meridian, and it's not, it didn't cross the meridian yet. So what they did is they introduced a half an hour delay in starting the thing, the halachas of the afternoon, for what reason? So by that time, there's a little bit of shadow already, because the sun has already crossed the meridian. And therefore, it's obvious by just watching the shadow, once you see the afternoon shadow start, that you know the sun has crossed the meridian. So he says, it comes out then that chatzos really has to be the same as man according to everyone, is when the sun's directly overhead. There's no machlokas about when chatzos is. Now, if we're going to state that you're going to count 72 minutes before sunrise in the morning and 45 minutes after sunrise at night, then you're going to have an earlier chatzos. So it's not going to come out the same time as it is if you count from sunrise until sunset. So he says, he argues that there cannot be any machlokas about when chatzos is. Now, so this is the position of the Trumas Hadeshim, the Mogen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon is very, very vociferous that he, one of the strongest languages he uses, he says Shogak Shgoga Gedoyla. This is a, he says, a phenomenal error that they made. And he argues and he brings proofs and proofs that the 12 hours have to be counted from sunrise until sunset. So now that determines when we're talking about an hour and a quarter of the day, the show's manias. So let's, for example, just talk in round terms. Let's say that there's a 15-hour day, right, which is pretty typical in the summertime here. So you have a 15-hour day from sunrise to sunset. And a 15-hour day, so 1/12 is 75 minutes. So according to the Gra, each hour of the Shalosh Manias is 75 minutes. So if you take the Plag HaMincha based on that, so you have 75 plus another quarter, is about another 19 minutes. So you have about 94 minutes approximately. 94 minutes, just over an hour and a half before the sun sets. Now, according to the Mogen Avraham, the Plag HaMincha is always exactly 57 and a half minutes after the Groz. After the Groz, Plag HaMincha. So instead of the Groz we're coming out, it's approximately on a 15-hour day would be 94 minutes. So now we're dealing that it's about 37 minutes before the sunset, according to the Mogen Avraham. But it's always exactly 57 minutes after the Groz. If you go through the myth, you'll see why. Now, so there's about an hour approximately in between them. That's what we're coming out. Now that being the case, so 7 o'clock winds up smack exactly in the wrong place, smack in between the two of them. Now, to resolve this problem, then we'll come back again to what to the common practice. To resolve this problem in our Beis HaKnesses, in the first time that it was discussed, there was a meeting in the first year that I was here. I had a meeting of the officers and myself. We're trying to figure out when we're going to daven. And I was not of a mindset to have a Tartar Sasri. But how to resolve the problem was less than apparent. So we were pitching around different, and what came up in this whole discussion, which I noted, with the Mogen Avraham's man. So it remained after this to see how the Mogen Avraham's man would fit. And the Mogen Avraham's man is a very, very good fit, which is the one that we particularly use, because from after Shavuos and on, in other words, in the months of June and July, a 7:30 mincha will get mincha finished before Plag HaMincha, and Mar will take place after Plag. In August, it starts to creep a little bit earlier, so the Mogen Avraham's Plag works very, very well. I've been asked about it, how do we use the Mogen Avraham's Plag? Don't we do daven Kriya Shema Shabbos morning according to the Vilna Gaon? We don't make the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham's Kriya Shema is 36 minutes earlier than the Groz. We're makbet to make the Vilna Gaon's Kriya. We're not makbet to make, let's say it's 9:15. is this man that we make approximately this time of the year. So according to the Mogen Avraham, about 20 to 9 is this man Kriya Shema. We're not starting the minyan 8 o'clock. So I told everyone, I don't understand. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to follow one shita of the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda your whole life. And we, our whole life, 90-something odd percent of the time, follow which shita the Rabbanon. Even Friday afternoons the whole year, we also follow the Rabbanon. A few weeks a year, we decide it's convenient for us, we're going to follow Rabbi Yehuda now. So, but we justify it on what basis? Because today, at least, I was consistent. So I said, I don't understand. I said, if you look to the, when it comes to the question of the Mogen Avraham and the Gra, and it comes to the Kriya Shema, 85% of the time, approximately, we're Mekayim, the Mogen Avraham is Man Kriya Shema. Because when we daven even Sunday at 8 o'clock, we will almost invariably make the Mogen Avraham Zman Kriya Shema. So one day a week, Shabbos, that we hold as a Shas HaChak, because we want to sleep a little bit more, a little Menucha Shabbos. So sometimes during the year, when the Zman Kriya Shema is early, so we miss the Mogen Avraham Kriya Shema. So I said, but 85-90% of the time, I'm Mekayim the Mogen Avraham Zman Kriya Shema. So if you can tell me, I can adopt Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which I don't listen to 90% of the year. I go against the Shita 95% of the year. And today I'm consistent. So the Mogen Avraham is on that I'm a Kayim 90% of the time. I can't be Soilach on. That's number one. Number two is we were also consistent on that day. On Friday, all of us davened. None of us have the luxury of davening according to the Gaon's Man Kriya Shema on Friday morning. You know, we're not getting up to Kriya Shema 9 o'clock in the morning. It's, you know, 10 to 9 in the morning, whatever it may be at its earliest. That's not, you know, what we're about. You know, you're a person that's gainfully employed as long out of shul, long before the gross Kriya Shema comes about. And the truth of the matter is, if anything, the Chofetz Chaim is a little bit skittish. He's not really 100% sure if we should be soimach on the gross plaga mincha. He said, oh, but the Yevon, you're certainly yaitzi if you daven maariv, but he's not so 100% sure. Our justification for being Samech on the Gra is because Hayes, the minhag has emerged in our country, not in Eretz Yisrael, but the minhag has emerged in our country to follow Dafka the Goyin Zman Kriya Shema and not to be makbid about the Mogen Avraham. So if that's emerged in practice, that we're not machmer more than the Gra and Kriya Shema, so Mamela, we don't have to be more machmer than the Gra when it comes to Shailav Dav, when to daven Mincha, when to daven Marv. So that, to me, the justification of following the Gros seems, following the Mogen Avraham seems to be more well rooted than the whole early mincha altogether.
What's the reason why shouldn't be
matter
for the
Gros,
not early on
Friday? Mahmoud, very simple. This man for the Gros now is 6:15. You know, if a guy leaves work at 5 o'clock, how's he supposed to get to the shul at 6:15? And on the other hand, I'm being makel in one regard. I'm being makel to daven marv before the Mogen Avraham's plug. So I'm being machmer in mincha and makel in marv. So I don't have absolute gain. And I'm being makel in adlokas neiris. So it's six of one half a dozen of the other. There's no absolute gain. There's no one position which absolutely has all the milas there.
Someone with a daven for seeking Friday,
no, for seeking, he certainly made the Mogen Avraham's own. What's the problem? It's long before the Mogen Avraham. No, the Vasikin is what? The Vasikin is, we say Kriya Shema before the sun rises. That's,
yeah, but when the sun rises, is there...
No, there's no mach, no.
Oh.
And there's no ma'akiv, there's no machlokes when the sun rises. We should know, just peripherally, since we touched it, that the Gra holds that what the lechatchil is man for Kriya Shema before the sun rises. That's the lechatchil is man for Kriya Shema. That's what's worth having in Cheshbon to know the Goyin Sheet. Now, what takes place in the world is that the world, I should really make one other note before we go forward. It's very, very interesting to look at the eyes look at the world through the eyes of a great Paiskim. How do they look at the world? How do they perceive the world? And their perceptions and their calculations are oftentimes on a totally different scale than the rest of us have. And why is it? Very simply. We become oftentimes fascinated by one particular halacha, and we start beating the drums for that halacha. And Gedolei HaPoskim have a very, very broad view. They see the entire canvas. They see Kol HaTorah Kula. And they don't become captivated at one point. They see the ripple effects and everything else of what happens. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Samach Zayin is very, very fascinating in this regard. He tells us that in all the Doiris, until his time, the minig was that on Friday afternoon, they davened Baruch Hu of Marv was before Shkiyas HaChama, before the sunset. This was the minig in all the Doiris. And he laments the fact that in his time, okay, we're dealing just over 100 years ago, that they began to daven Mincha at Shkiyah time and Marv later. And he says he hears already, apparently this wasn't in his town, he didn't let it take place. But he's getting reports that unfortunately Chilul Shabbos is taking place by people that are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, because they're lighting Neiros late and whatever, and they're running to Shul carrying things, which he doesn't report, but things that we've all seen. Because everything, and he says those that are pushing to daven Marv Bizman Friday nights, he says they're also Litnes Adin, they're responsible for all the Chilul Shabbos. They're part, at least partly responsible for the Chilul Shabbos. He says, we were far better off with the old minig that with Baruch Hu took place before the Shkiyas HaChama, and therefore by Baruch Hu everybody was in shul already, and everything, all the, everything was completed, and there was no Chilul Shabbos than with Marav Bizman. So that's what I say. We become fascinated at times with individual points, and the great place can see the whole canvas. He does write the Aruch HaShulchan, though, that one should be careful to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha on Friday, that he does write. But the world is not so careful. So we have the Heter. It's interesting. The Chofetz Chaim discusses it in two places. In Siman Reish Lamed Beis, he discusses it. And here he writes in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, the Cholzem is Palo B'Yechidi. This whole thing is if one's davening is a Yocht. Avo Tzibush is Palo B'Mincha. If a tzibur daven mincha, sheyechol beisam yitor toirach lekaptz and shainus and tulas erev, and it'll be hard to get the people to come out again from our once they go home. They're not going to want to come out. He's bat and tulas a tzibur legamrin, and therefore it'll be hard. Most people won't daven b'tzibur. A kilo achronim shemutul is follow our is somuch lemincha that you can daven our close to mincha. Now, here he seems to justify. But the Maamar Kaimas that he brings are not exactly on this point. Here he seems to justify the Tarti Disasri. He just said you shouldn't have a Tarti Disasri. But he says, but Tzibur apparently he could have. For the sake of the Tzibur, he could have a Tarti Disasri. In Siman Reish Samach Zayin, which is Hilchos Shabbos when he discusses it, there is not so certain one. He writes the following. That if you want to daven Marv early Friday night, Nizorok upon a bear of Shabbos is Palamincha Koyde Plaga Mincha. Kedeshalo Yeh Tarte de Sasre Adod. He says, V'yesh Oimrim. Now here he only quotes the Derech HaChayim. That's what. V'yesh Oimrim. The Vitzivor Yesh Lahokul is Palamarv Vibo Yoyim Afim His Palamincha Acha Plaga Mincha. Even if they daven Marv after Plaga Mincha, they can daven. Venerally, Shein Lismoch Ozeg Lakashum is Palo Marv Akapon Vemena Shmoshes. Then the Chofetz Chaim here says that a person should only rely upon that if he's davening Marv at least after Shkiyah. B'Shas Adchak, Avalokashu Adayin Vada Yoyim, but not if it's still Vada Yoyim. So here he doesn't allow a person, even with Tzibur davening, he doesn't feel a person should be should daven early, other than what he wrote in Chelik Beis. So the basic heter of most of the world is this statement of the Derech Chaim written by the Nesivus and the Siddur, that he gave a heter for the Tzibur. There is a statement, it's a very complex statement, it's in the Reish Samach Zayin in the Eishel Avram, where the Prima Godim seems to justify on Friday night davening with the Tarte de Sasri. And he says, basically, they said Kabbalah Shabbos in the middle, etc. It's hard to understand exactly what he means. And I'll try to give some hesber to it. The basic problem is that some want to say, because you're Kabbalah Shabbos, that removes the Tarte of the Sasri. But you see clearly in the Gemara that it's not true. Why? How do you see that? Because the Gemara said that Rav Tzoli Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, and that's a proof that he passed in like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if you're going to tell me that once I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, that I'm allowed to daven Marav, even it's not according to the Chachamim, so what type of proof is that from Rav, that Rav said that Rav told us Shabbos by Erev Shabbos? What's the proof? So the Gemara said the ability to daven early, even on Erev Shabbos, is rooted in Paschim like Rabbi Yehuda. And he seems to justify the Eishel Avram. He says, we did Kabbalah Shabbos in the middle. Slippy. It's a very, very complex piece. But he writes, V'onu mekablim Shabbos, v'omrim l'chunen ranano, l'chodoyde, hefzik b'neyem yocho liyoske. So we can do such a thing. It's hard to understand what he means, when it's almost mefurish in the Gemara, not like it. So I thought that we could justify the Prima Golem in the following fashion. That the Gemara only said that in the Havamin of the Gemara. When the Gemara said that Rav Tzolish Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, before we say the Ovid Kamar Ovid, Ovid Kamar Ovid, so that means there's one of two choices. Either the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, or the Halacha is like the Chachamim. You can't have it both ways. So, either his man marav ends, starts at plaga mincha, and mincha is over, or his man marav mincha is still nightfall, shkia, whatever it is, and after that comes his man marav. So at that point in the Gemara, the only justification is, if you paskin straight across the board like Rabbi Yehuda, then you can't daven marav early. I mean, that's the reason you can't daven mincha late. You can daven if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So then you can daven only if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Can you daven early? You hold like the Chachamim, you can't daven early. That must be. Once the Gemara says the Ovid Kamar Ovid, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, and especially in light of the din of the Shulchan Aruch, that it doesn't. I don't have to be absolutely consistent, Shas Adchak, which the Shulchan Aruch allows. So now I cannot make an absolute statement. Is this man in between Plaga Mincha and Shkia? Is that his man for Marav or not his man for Marav? There's no longer any absolute statement of what that zman is. David Kamarov and David Kamarov. They have more than one choice. And the Gemara's Havamin and the Gemara held them as an absolute achron is one choice. That's it. There's nothing more to do. Either you hold that Rabbi Yehuda, you hold that the Rabbanon. But now that we came into Maskanos HaGemara, David Kamarov, that and the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't have to be absolutely consistent. So that means I have a right to, even in the list, to still deal with what the Shulchan Aruch does. On Tuesday I could say it's Dizman Mincha, and on Friday I'll say it's Dizman Marav. That I could do. Why? Because there's no absolute kvias in Allah. It's flexible. It could be either one. So what the limitation? The limitation only is that I can't have a tarta de sasri. So perhaps we could argue the following. Now, why don't I have a tarta de sasri from Tuesday until Friday? I don't have a tarta de sasri from Tuesday until Friday because today is Tuesday and Friday is Friday. What is Tuesday afternoon and Friday? So now, what will happen if I tell you that the reason that I am davening after Plaga Mincha, you know I'm davening after Plaga Mincha? Because now Shabbos. It's a different day. The same way Tuesday is different than Friday, Shabbos is different than Friday too. So, I was Mekabel Shabbos. Because I was Mekabel Shabbos, it's true that I'm in Samech on Rabbi Yehuda, and in Mincha I was Samech on the Rabbanon. But I changed the calendar day along the way. So Eino Chanami, I can daven early, you're right. I would not ultimately be allowed to daven early if I paskel like the Chachamim, that's true. But now in fact, that we don't have a clear-cut psak. So I can mix and match. But the Shulchan Aruch says I can't mix and match on Monday. So let's say, so normally, if I davened Mincha after Plaga Mincha, and I'm going to daven Marav before, so on the same day, the day didn't change. So on the same day, I'm having one tefillah like the Rabbana and one tefillah like Rabbi, that I can't do. Whereas, so therefore, the Gemara had to assume initially that Rav has to be totally like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no way if you hold like the Rabbanan sheet that he could daven out of Erev, how could you justify davening Marav before Tzeis? So it must be holds like Rabbi Yehuda. But now that we don't have a kviyas in the halacha of the Maskanos HaGemara, so now I don't have to be utterly consistent. All I need is today I have to be utterly consistent. So I can argue that I'm not on the same day anymore. Normally, in the Tuesday afternoon, I can't change the calendar. What am I going to do? It's Tuesday, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday before Shkia after Plaga Mincha, and still Tuesday before Shkia after Plaga Mincha. Nothing changed. So that I'm not consistent. But if I can change the calendar day, and I'll say that now is Shabbos, so on Shabbos I follow Rabbi Yehuda, and on Friday I follow the Chachamim. So who says that that's an absolute steer to be a Tartarus? So perhaps that's what the Prima Gondim means. Now, we said the Chunaram, Kabbal Shabbos, I changed the calendar day. So since there's no kfiyas in the halacha, so maybe that's the pshat while we're being made. Perhaps that's the pshat in the Prima Gondim. Now I do want to add one more thing. Marav?
Marav the night before.
I can daven whenever I want. I don't have to. No, Marav, because Marav doesn't end. Marav starts from Plaga Mincha, goes the whole night.
So if you put daven before Shkia, the night before.
Doesn't make a difference, because now the calendar day changed. It says Chacham is a new calendar day. That's yesterday, that's history. Right, Monday afternoon when I daven Marav before, well, it was light out. Tuesday, I didn't daven Marv. The next Marv I'll daven is on Wednesday evening, and that's in the daytime, so. Or at night, whenever it'll be. It's not a steer. We're daven. Well, I think there's one more step that we could add, perhaps. I just want to. There are those that write to Rosh Springs in the very beginning, the very first siman in Masechta Brochas. For Darmina the command Ovid Kamara with Ovid Kamara with Hoki Perusha. So if Sekilchasam, there's not a psak, it doesn't mean it's just do what you want. It means there's no clear cut psak. Lo Karabi Yehuda with Lo Karabonah. But I don't think it means that you can accept the kula of each of them. In other words, I'll daven mincha like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rabbanan, and Marav like Rabbi Yehuda. So he quotes a sheet of Yesh Lomer and in Tfila Kilo. There are those that say that as far as Tfila, that one more makel. At the end, later, he disagrees with this. At the end, the very end, later on. But he does bring a shita that in perish, but filas mincha sheyochol espalacha plaga mincha. And come on, later on at the end, he writes, miunira danoye kain tzachzor sheizor shelo yispalat filas mincha plaga mincha lemaila. That one should be consistent. But he does quote a shita, the Rosh, that is not absolutely, that as far as tefillah is concerned, one does not have to be consistent. So perhaps that's also a little bit of a smach, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way, but it's a smach. There's still a basis for it. So that's the inyan. So what we've done in the Beis HaKnesses, we have the Groz minyan, and the minyan was man, and after Shavuos we'll have for each plug a mincha before plug and a marav after plug. I just have somehow this very odd feeling, and as I say, I don't know, and I'm a little bit not so sure that I should say it, but nevertheless, as I say, I don't know how the 7 o'clock minyan began, on what basis, but I am rather convinced that if they'd factored in the Mogen Avraham's plug, they probably would have moved Marav Mincha a little bit later, most of the time. And, or you have, for example, now that you have the Gross plug, it's about 6:25. So if you use the Mogen Avraham plug, 7 o'clock would have been a very good zman. And if they moved it up to about 7:30, which would not have been onerous in terms of being too late, they basically could have been mekayim the din plug a mincha throughout really almost the whole summer. And then in August, move back again towards 7 o'clock. So by moving between 7 and 7:30, they could have gone really from the whole time from Pesach and on. And I somehow think that this just the possibility of using the Mogen Avraham's man just was somehow overlooked along the way. Because I cannot imagine why they would want, anyone would want the 7 o'clock Zman with all the halachic issues that are associated with it, when there's a solution according to Rambam Gaon, which is a very, very good solution, and which is really fits in practically very, very well. And you could always have mincha somewhere between 7 and 7:30. And Marav after that, I just can't understand why it came about. As I say, unless somehow Rambam Gaon Rambam's mind was overlooked in all of this for whatever reason. Yeah.
Situation, even though it's better, much better to try to avoid the parents in Tasha, is a situation where a person is going to be somewhere for Shabbos where the only minyan is 7 o'clock and it's going to be tired of Tasha. Would the Rav tell the person to adopt by himself earlier, or would that be the secret?
Well, this, it's, as I say, the Chofetz Chaim in two different places writes two different things. So I cannot give you an absolute answer. You mean what he wrote? What?
Can only
be one thing. Right, in Chelek Gimel, he writes that one should better daven. Apparently, these does not feel that a person should daven, you know, b'tzibur. You know, even b'tzibur with a tar to the sasri. Ella, I would add the following cautionary note. As the world says, the devil is in the details. And what's more important than Akpoda and this man is not to make machlokes. The potential for machlokes is awesome. As I stand here in front of you, there's a story that I cannot share with you because for many reasons, but how far Rav Moshe Zatzal went to avoid machlokes from a certain psak that he gave that I am well aware of is awesome. If I told anyone the psak, the whole world would deny it, that it's an impossibility. There are many edus that it's true, but the whole world would deny it. It's impossible that Rav Moshe could be matter such a thing. It cannot be. It's absolutely inconceivable. But the notion of machlokas and to avoid machlokas was so awesome to him that how far he went to avoid machlokas is literally beyond belief. No one would not be believed if I repeated it Barabba. But that's what I'm saying. What's most important, more important than Akpod in this man, and Akpod in this man is a very important thing, is that there should not be machlokes. And the potential for machlokes is very great in such an Indian. Especially a mentor that comes and you don't daven, you know. And then what happens, not if it's one person privately, Mamela, you know, it starts to become, there's a whole bunch of people, and it leads to machlokes. Machlokes is always negative. Okay, I am not at liberty, because the nature was a very private psak, and you wouldn't believe me anyhow if I told it to you. What Rav Moshe was matter, but he was matter not to avoid machlokes is 100 miles past anything that we could imagine that he could be matter. And therefore, once the Iker is to avoid, better be Saimach on the Shasat Chak of the Deceivers' Psak than to be Gura Machlaikas. A Chochamein of Bereshi. And that you have to be very, very careful about. We'll conclude with this, Rabbi Isaac.